This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Do you want to lick my fingers?
Nope.
Anybody want to milk me?
Nope.
You should not be touching the butts of small children.
Nope.
Really?
Oh, I don't...
Daddy's always happy.
The era has become.
All right. Wrap up the hour here, or I mean the show, the day, the week, the day.
You're going to be done right now, are you?
Going to wrap something up here.
Rob, always finish it early.
For you. She's a... Literally. And I have a very small one. It's the club hour.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You guys. Just give me the poll.
Give me the poll.
Got a little something over here for you.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah. It goes part and parcel with the theme here.
This is all coming together.
Got a little something over here for you, little lady.
You and Nurse Nye's?
That's also what she says.
You and Nurse Nye's having a little fun this weekend?
Of course.
Some Scrabble, watching some golf together?
She doesn't like golf.
Does she make fun of you for watching golf?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then goes upstairs and watches female porn? Like the Tudors or something, 50
well,
Shades of whatever.
She's got two different things that she does. She'll watch. She does watch like the, yeah, like the Tudors and all those period pieces.
Outlander.
Yeah, those.
There's all kinds of those shows that are on, premium cable, not basic cable, but premium cable.
She loves those.
And they're just female porn.
So she calls those her shows.
Yeah, gotta watch your stories.
But the other one is the smut. Like the she's into this show. Lindsay Lohan, I guess, has a show now.
The Lindsay Lohan Beach Club thing?
Yeah, she likes that show. Like, so she has the what do you call those? Like the story,
Yeah, that's female porn.
Okay, so she has those that she calls her shows, and then she always specifies which she's gonna watch. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna go upstairs and I'm gonna watch my show, which means like Outlander or something. Or if she says, I'm going to go upstairs and watch Smut.
That's like the Kardashians
like Lohan,
and Lohan
yeah,
and
all
Real
that.
Housewives stuff.
Yeah, and
so,
she likes those too.
So do you guys ever watch TV together?
Yeah, I was going to ask a question.
Does anything intersect?
Well, we don't watch the same shows, but we're in the same room. Like, she'll just be, like, reading or something.
Well, I was going to say, why doesn't she just, like, pull out a laptop and watch the shows on the computer so she's still in the same room while you're watching golf and not
sometimes she does.
Going upstairs?
I think she likes to lay down.
I am fascinated by the... We need to spend time together. And by time together, we need to be in the room together, having no interaction and doing two completely separate things.
I love that.
Yeah, but at least you're together.
Yeah,
but you're together.
Exactly.
So if you get up to go to the bathroom, you can go by and say hi and
well, the worst
give
is
her
when,
a kiss.
Right. It's great. The worst is when they are like, we need to go out and do something together. And then you're like, oh, no. Now, what does that mean? Let's go to the coast. No.
Pennsylvania Dutch country. Huh? What? We're going up to the San Juan Islands.
Hey, do you want to go? No.
You want to sit in the same room and not talk to each other?
Yeah! Yes.
It was fascinating because for my wife was the ultimate at this. So she was an upstairs. She liked to lay in bed.
See, that's what it is.
And I always feel weird about being in bed unless I'm going to bed.
Totally agree.
100% agree.
I am not a bedroom guy.
If you're just going to be lounging watching TV, the couch is where it's at.
The couch.
It's not for the ladies.
No.
For the ladies, it's the bed.
It's the bed. And my thing is, when I go upstairs, that's it. I'm not going back downstairs.
You're committed.
Yeah. The pants are off.
Totally agree.
Doors are locked. And if they're not locked, to hell with it. Someone can come in. Pants are off. I'm in bed. That's it for the evening. So I would always be downstairs, and she would be upstairs. And I could be downstairs for 6 straight hours with no interaction whatsoever. None. But if I go upstairs to put on some shoes or something, hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Well, I'm going to go. What do you mean you're going to go? I'm like, I've been downstairs all day. You haven't cared one bit what I'm doing, but I'm going to leave the house now to go do something else. And that is right out.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Because I've broken the barrier. There's some sort of force field around the house. And if I leave the house, that means that I could be having fun without her.
Yeah.
And that's not happening.
I was just going to say, that's FOMO.
Yeah.
She doesn't care that you're lounging on the couch. She's not missing anything.
Yes.
Now she's going to be missing something.
Yes. I'm out doing something, and she doesn't know what it is, and that's not
going to
work.
I think it was funny that you would just do that without saying, hey, honey, I'm going to go leave. You would just go leave the house without saying anything.
Sometimes I had to because I would get rebuked otherwise. Sometimes the best is I could leave the house and come back and wouldn't know that I was gone. Or she would hear me coming back in and be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I left. What do you mean you left? Well, I just left. I was only gone for like an hour. Well, and they'd be like, how dare you? You didn't even know I was gone. How can you be upset? You didn't know I was leaving. She'd be like, well, what if I wanted to go? You wouldn't have wanted to go. I know I was doing something that you didn't want to do.
Yeah, you're like hitting golf balls or something.
Yeah, hitting golf balls, right? I'd go to the gym. I'm like, you're not going to come work out. I know you're not. Like, I'd go over to my buddy's house and like, shoot. Like, he'd be like, hey, you want to come over and eat at like a gun range at his place. You're not going to come and squeeze off some rounds. So I figured you were upstairs minding your own business. I'm downstairs minding my own business. Didn't feel it necessary to alert.
See, I always inform.
And I was wrong.
I
learned over the years that I was wrong in that.
Yeah, you got to just inform him.
But here's the thing. If I would have informed and there would have been no inquiry, I think I would have been more apt to let her know. But I got a lot of, it was like a police investigation.
I see.
What are you doing? Where are you going? When are you going to be back? Why are you doing that? How long?
So therefore, it's easier to just leave.
Yes. It was easier
so
to
it's
just...
it's her fault.
I would think so. She's not around to argue with that statement right now, so
right.
I'm going to say it's her fault, but she would tell you that it was my fault. But I always found that to be one of the more intriguing aspects of a relationship, and at least in mine, was as long as I'm in the house... don't have to be in the same room, not even on the same floor, no interaction. But the moment you want to leave, no, we're in this together.
We have a lot of ladies texting in right now on the Better You Today text line at 55305. One person would like to tell us that she's a lady, but she is a couch person, not a bed person.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's the same as my wife, but we don't have a TV in our bedroom, so.
Really?
Now that's an interesting twist.
Now, is that on purpose or is that just a financial sort of thing?
100% on purpose.
That's so the only thing you do in there is you do it.
Yeah, the bedroom is for getting down.
You do it.
I see what it is.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you'll get over that in about, well, how old are you?
I'm 29.
Yeah, give it a year.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
30. You hit 30, you'd be like, you know what, babe?
Yeah.
It would be kind of nice to get a TV up.
That's like 4 months.
Well, yeah, you'll knock her up, and then you'll be interested in that Predator is on Showtime at 11:30 at night. Yeah, like, what, the Big Lebowski's on? Let's take that for a spin.
Yeah, but see, she goes to bed before me, so I couldn't even watch TV in the bedroom.
So what? You guys are separate bedtimers, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Aren't most people?
No.
What?
I always, like, you?
Oh, my wife and I go to sleep at totally different times.
And but you don't,
I'm way later than she is.
So she goes upstairs, goes to bed. You're downstairs doing whatever.
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah.
No. That was
sometimes
right.
I'll go up with her if I'm feeling tired, but most of the time, yeah, I'm downstairs until like 11:30 midnight.
Now what are you, now you and your wife, since you're the youngs, how do you do the TV thing then?
What I suggested to you. was she'll pop out the laptop, or we have a computer in our living room and she'll play The Sims or something. So we've got multiple screens that we can do stuff on.
One woman says, once you're married for 30 plus years, it's great when he goes somewhere.
Leave. Go do whatever you want.
I bet it is.
See,
my wife, I have worn my wife down.
Yeah.
She will finally admit that she likes our separate time.
Yeah.
She never used to it. I would wear on her and just, I'd be like, babe, I know you don't want to say that your kid's annoying you right now. Yeah. It doesn't mean you don't love him. He's annoying you right now. And she would finally eventually be like, you know what? You're right. I need to get over this. He drives me crazy when he does this or that. So the other one of those is that. It's like, babe, I'm telling you, you just need to admit you like it when I'm playing golf.
See, we
and she finally does. She's like, you know what? It's kind of nice.
We talked about this while you were gone because you went to Palm Springs without your wife.
Yes.
And I find that fascinating.
Why?
I'm blown away at the separate vacations. And we talked about the dynamic of the ROPs. One of the more fascinating things to me, and see, it so happened that my special lady friend, my first date, you happened to be on. You met.
That was your first date?
That was my first date.
Oh.
And it just so happened that we ended up at the same place at the same time, you and Nurse Nice.
Yeah.
And so we were out, and my lady was blown away by one thing that happened that night more so than anything else, including your dancing.
Wait, what night was that?
What did we do? Bob Saget.
Oh, the Saget Show.
The Saget Show.
And we went to the White Owl.
Yeah, where you burned it down.
Cut some rugs.
Was
my wife there?
Well, here's where the interesting part.
She left, didn't she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Blown away by it.
Why?
Because she left as we were walking from the comedy place.
Yeah. She peeled off.
She peeled off.
She was out. She wanted to go to bed.
Yeah. The special
lady
friend.
Why was she blown away by that?
Floored by it. Because you didn't go home too.
So
you stayed out.
I didn't want to go home.
We went out.
That's very unusual.
Yes.
For couples.
Yes. What, you got to just go and you don't want to?
Well, you have a discussion about it, and one of you convinces the other to do what the other one wants.
You both stay out or you both go home. The fact that you guys split up.
Without even like a word.
No, it was just one of those things where like we were all walking together.
Huh.
And then out of nowhere, Nurse Nice was like, I'm going home, and called an Uber. And Rob was like, see ya, and kept walking. And again, I had known this girl for like 5 hours.
I can imagine Rob saying see ya like that too.
First date, and she just was like.
Oh, no, I gave her a little ass tap.
She was like, what's happening? I'm like, yeah, she's going home.
Loved it, babe.
And he's staying out? Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's staying out.
Be home later, babe.
Blew her mind.
That's interesting. Yeah. See, that to me, that. Like, I don't know why that would blow anyone's mind, but I don't know. I guess we're different. I don't know.
It was great. There was no, it's like, she's like, something wrong? They fight? No, that's just, no,
she's tired.
Tired of going home. And Rob's got to go cut a rug.
That's
Rob's got to go to the White Owl and get his boogie on.
I remember that. And that was a fun night.
That was a fun night. But like that.
I was shaking my moneymaker out there, Mike.
That,
seen it.
That dynamic to a lot of people, myself included. Is a fascinating aspect of your
relationship. My wife and I are a great pair, and part of the reason we're a great pair, Jace, is because we know when to, like, separate, you know? It's like, you know what? My wife will sometimes be like, you know what? I'm going out with the girls, or I'm going away for the weekend. She went to some, like, wine thing.
You didn't even know. Yeah.
In Pendleton or something. I'm like, great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I hope you have a good time.
I just think for a lot of people, that is a... because I remember me and Mike were both talking about it. Mike was like, yeah, I look at it. Mike doesn't know what to make of that either.
Well, so I'm going to get to do this not intentionally. For the first time in May, I was invited to one of my friend's weddings. Uh-oh. It's in Turks and Caicos.
Ooh.
And my wife cannot go. She has one of the most important things at her job. And she was trying to make it work. She can't go. I'm like,
So what?
I'm going to Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
So I'm
going. Is this an issue or is this a fight?
No, I wanted her to go, and since she can't, but it's the first time I've ever gone on a vacation like this by myself. Now I've got friends there, of course, because
you're
going to
have a blast. This is going to change your life.
You better not have too much fun.
Well, just don't tell her, but you make sure to say the right things to her, but
anytime,
you're going to love it.
Anytime you talk to her, honey, it's just
not be sane without you here.
It's just, I'm so sad you're not here.
It'd be so much better. And then once you hang up the phone, then you go do, you know, Yeah. Fist bumping like champs.
Yeah, you'll love it. Trust me.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we? Don't know.
I don't know.
More next.
Come.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. We're back. I am getting some love on the text line here.
Sure. Turns out that the Dieters have separate bars that they like to hang out with, and yeah, they love it.
Yeah. Dieter
That's
and
the
Mrs.
most Dieter thing ever.
It is. That he says the Mrs. Dieter and I have separate bars we hang out at, and we couldn't be happier about it. That's hilarious. Another one says, yeah, my dynamic is the same as Rob's, except I fish instead of golf, and she goes and does her own thing.
There you go. Separate.
It's the key to a good marriage.
But equal.
It is. So I have a little something here.
A little something.
Mike's going to love this, and he's probably going to be, well... Mike's going to love this. Did you know there was a concert recently where 10 million people saw it?
So I'm guessing on TV? Like,
nope.
10 million people in person.
Well,
it's a lot of people.
No. So I was just reading an article in Wired, because that's what I do. I read Wired.
You get a physical copy of Wired magazine?
Every day. Every week. Wait, every month.
Seems like a lot of magazines.
Every day, that's a lot of publishing.
I don't know. Is that a weekly or a monthly?
I have no idea. Sports Illustrated started showing up at my house again, and I didn't order it.
Oh, you ordered it. It was just in the fine print.
Yeah. Check your credit card statement.
For whatever reason, Sports Illustrated, like 3 weeks ago, just started showing up at my house.
Don't you think fine print should be illegal?
Yeah, I wonder. Like
they should change the laws on that. Like nobody ever reads that.
No, especially when you're buying. Like I've recently bought some kitchen appliances. I have no idea. I may have signed away my entire life. Like you read those documents and the warranty, you don't know what the hell you're signing.
So would you rather? Okay, what if they had a person who just, or like a little robot that came out and read them to you?
Like that micro machine guy that just like, yeah, like just sped through it.
But you could understand it. Like you could do it as fast as you want it.
Sure.
Well, of course, if I mean. If you were reading fast, you wouldn't. I mean, why would you even do that? You're not listening to it.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, would you then pay attention to fine print if someone came out and read it for you? Would you care? If I offered that somebody will come out and read that to you so that you know exactly what's happening, you still wouldn't listen, would you?
No.
You'd be like, no, I don't care.
Whatever. I just, good.
Exactly.
No, that happens.
We don't care what's in the fine print. Even and they put all kinds of crap down there.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why a lot of times I know, like, in lot, like, they do this with, like, when you go to, like, a Johnny Jump Up or, like, one of the, like, a bouncy house place. They make you sign a...
A waiver.
Yeah, a waiver. I don't know why I couldn't think of what the hell the name of that was. Dude, those things don't hold up for Jack S. in court. It's like, well, you know, hey, you broke your neck and died, but sorry, you signed the waiver. Read the fine print.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fine print doesn't hold up for crap.
Anyway, why are we talking about that?
I don't know. You were saying something about fine print and...
10 million people.
10 million people.
Yeah, but where did the fine print thing come from? Anyway.
Oh, the Sports Illustrated.
Oh, yeah. Somehow I'm getting Sports Illustrated that are showing up at my house.
Wired, I think, is a magazine. Although I would say...
Wired is a magazine. I have gotten a copy of Wired before.
With magazines that just show up, like I get Money Magazine and Golf Digest or one of the golf ones, mm-hmm, and I didn't order them.
No.
But they come for free. They're actually pretty good. Like, yeah. I mind them.
I got Esquire and GQ for a while. Wonderful reads. Don't know why I got them and why I stopped getting them, but
well,
they happen.
It's actually a really good scam because, I mean, if it's a scam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it keeps those... it keeps those magazines relevant.
Sure.
And we pay for them without even knowing it.
I know. I think it's... most of it, I think, is tied to credit cards.
Yeah. Mine comes from my American Express.
Yeah. And, like, they give them to you, and then it's like, well, if you don't cancel it, it's like the old CD clubs.
And I don't even care to cancel it.
No, you're like, yeah, we're like, 12 bucks a 12 bucks a year? Sure.
Yeah,
I've been
fine.
I've been enjoying this magazine. Great. Do it.
Well, anyway, from Wired, have you ever heard of Marshmallow?
Marshmallow.
Like, Mike
nope.
doesn't know?
Nope.
Well, I know of marshmallows. They're delicious on s'mores.
He's a DJ.
Oh, no. I don't understand. Of all the things that confuse and frighten me about hip modern culture, maybe number one on the list is DJs. I literally don't understand them. You pay to watch a guy stand in front of his computer and hit play. I do not get it.
There's an art to it.
I remember once we were at the national title game in Dallas, and we were at they had a concert. I think it was like Lenny Kravitz and someone else, and in between the shows, yeah, they had a DJ,
the hype man.
And you and I both just stood there and watched. It was like he's done nothing this entire time. He just sits in front of his Apple and is like, "Who's having a good time?" Like then you yell out, "DJ Khaled," and that's all you do, and you're like a musical genius. I don't get it.
DJ Khaled, a rapper, by the way.
What is it? Any song that you hear, I think that's different. The big fat guy, he doesn't rap on anything.
He is a rapper. He's not a DJ.
He just yells out his name. Like there's other people that are on all of his songs.
DJ Khaled.
That's all he does.
That's how it goes.
And he's a genius.
Yeah.
Okay, so on the game Fortnite,
yeah,
Marshmello held a concert. He held a concert in the game. And 10 million people, I guess I'm doing air quotes here, went to it.
Huh.
10 million people. So what he did was, and they say this is the future of, well, the title of the Wired article is, Fortnite's Marshmello concert is the future of the metaverse. So he advertised that he was going to be doing a show, mm-hmm, and it was... In the actual game, which this is where you're going to kind of lose. I'm going to kind of lose.
Okay, now I looked up Marshmello. Okay, I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, he wears like a marshmallow head.
Okay, I did not know that this was DJ Marshmello, but I've seen this guy.
So I don't know what Fortnite really is other than a video game.
It's an online video game.
Well, I
you get
understand
together,
that.
It's like a battle royale. You kill. Everybody just
but
like
you,
kills each
but
other.
You
hey,
travel,
battle royale, nice drop, Suke.
You travel through the game.
That's the type of game it is.
So you're moving, right?
Yes.
Like you're moving through the game. So of all the people that are playing the game, during the game, Marshmello said, hey, stop off over here and I will do a show. But it's really him.
Huh.
So it's a virtual show within the game. And I guess 10 million people got on Fortnite to go watch the show when he said in the game when he said he was going to be playing.
Okay, yeah. So I have a question about this.
I'm watching this now and my mind is blown.
And
are you saying 10 million people were in the same map at the same time, all standing there like...
See, this is where I can't... same map? What does that even mean?
Fortnite has one map that you move through and you try to kill everybody to win at the end, one person standing at the end. He says he's going to be at one spot. Let's just say he's at Tomato Town. That's the spot in the map. And he goes, oh, I'm gonna have a concert. I didn't know it was possible to have more than 100 people in a map at the same time.
My guess is he was probably on multiple maps at the exact same time, and everything was going on in the middle of it.
Or is this a Twitch thing? Was he on Twitch and 10 million people watched it?
This says, people have gathered in virtual worlds for decades. People have attended virtual concerts for years, yet the Fortnite event represented something different by many orders of magnitude. By one unsubstantiated estimate, 10 million concurrent users attended the show in the game's Showtime mode.
Oh, so there's a special mode for it. Okay.
So I'm just looking here. I'm looking at some of the screenshots of it. In the world, they built the stage. He's on there. And yes, then everyone's characters came and watched.
That's right.
So you watched as your character watched.
Okay. And is it just a mass of characters?
No.
On the
yes. No, okay. It isn't. I saw now that I read about and they said that you could only show 100 characters at a time. Isn't that what you just said?
Yeah, but there's a big group of them in front.
Yeah, but it's not like 10 million.
Oh, no.
It's less than 100.
So it's multiple servers, and each one had 100 people and so on and so forth?
I'm assuming. All I know is the screenshots I see, there's a bunch of the online characters in front of the stage watching it, and each one of those represents, obviously, a real person playing the game.
Yeah.
How many that is, I have no idea.
So they're saying it's the future. Connected congregations of embodied avatars in mass-scale events.
Well, I'll be damned.
And they still managed to feel personal because he was, you know.
You knew he was doing it?
That was him.
Yeah. I did see, too, that I think it was in Fortnite as well, that Weezer... was launching their album, I think it was in Fortnite, where you could go to a place on Fortnite and go into a room and listen to the new Weezer album.
Really?
Yeah. Which seems odd, because Weezer doesn't really seem like the sort of thing that Mike would listen to as he's playing Fortnite, but you could go find a place on the Fortnite map and you could listen to the Weezer album for free, like before it came out. I mean, like, you may think video games are, like, if you're an old fuddy-duddy, but the bottom line is there's a gajillion people playing it, and everyone knows that's how you reach people.
I think that's such a great idea. I don't know whose idea that was, Marshmello, to do that. You got to think that more acts will be doing that. I mean, that's a great freaking way to get a ton of people.
To get 10 million people to watch what you're doing?
I mean, that's insane.
This guy said this is officially where 40-year-olds start to feel old.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah, probably.
Believe me, I feel old.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I had no idea this was possible. I don't play Fortnite anymore, so it's not something
I thought
that
you did.
Mike's beyond it. He's like, I've moved on.
I never liked it that much. I played it a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I see why people like it, but it's not for me. But that's crazy. That's really cool.
It is crazy.
Yeah, this guy's saying his, quote, show was on all the servers.
Right.
And then you just
Because there's so many people playing Fortnite at once, and there's so many 100-person maps, you could just put it all on the same map.
It's kind of genius marketing when you think about it.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, and it kind of goes back to the whole, like, you see all these futuristic movies where you're not really living your life. It's like you're living an avatar, right? And you're just kind of going out, and we're inching further and further towards that. It feels that way, and probably this is the old man coming out of me, but it feels like the younger generation, it's less and less about experiencing things in real life and more just what you do online. Like, this idea of watching, of having my character watch one of my favorite bands.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like,
no way does that appeal to me.
Would one of the users say they went to a Marshmello show?
No. No. Hey, I was in the game for the Marshmello Fortnite event. That's what they would say. And this is different because that's free, right? The game is free. You just log in and go watch the concert. You don't have to pay money. You don't have to travel, park, any of that. So it's different. It's a different kind of experience.
Big deal.
What do you think Mike Francesa would say?
I want to see Mike Francesa try to explain this.
You have a lot of players. A
lot of players.
I would love to hear Francesa talk about. We got to find a clip of him talking about esports in general. His head may just eventually explode.
All right, we got to run. Up next is a great segment. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Okay, last story of the week, and then we got to get to John. But you guys seen the cheesed challenge?
I love the cheesed challenge.
It's pretty good.
I wish I had, I don't wish I had a little kid, but if I did have a little kid, you better believe I'd be throwing cheese at it.
Yeah, so instead of telling babies to say cheese for the camera, what people on Twitter have been doing recently, and it's caught on, is throwing slices of cheddar at them.
I've been throwing things at my kids for years. Shoes, food, random things. I think it's great.
And this is great. It's like, it's like harmless little puppy videos, you know?
Well, now people are doing it. I've seen, yesterday I watched someone throw a piece of cheese at a bulldog. It was adorable.
Well, but does it stick on the dog like it does the kids?
Well, not quite, but it did land on the bulldog's face, and he had to take it off with his hand, and then he happily ate it. And
Wait, bulldog with a hand?
Well, his little paw. He pawed it down off his face. Oh. It was adorable.
I saw one with a cat, and the cat completely dodged it, and it landed on the window.
God, freaking cats.
I know.
Ruin everything.
Well, you're not going to hit a cat with a piece of cheese. Cats are nimble.
So it started with a guy by the name of Uncle Holmes on Twitter, and he had a picture of his little baby holding his little baby bottle, sitting in his little baby chair, and he just throws the cheese, and it sticks right on the baby's face, and the baby freaking loved it.
Cheese.
So now everybody's doing it and posting the video. So basically, throw pieces of cheap cheddar cheese at your kid, and it should stick on their face, and they'll go crazy.
Yeah, like the stupid Kraft singles or whatever. Yeah.
Great American pastime.
Isn't it weird, internet crazes and how exactly they take off? I mean, for heaven's sakes, this is the next one is a piece of cheese.
Yeah, very random.
Well, I was listening.
Kind of like planking.
Planking or all the other ones. I was listening to
the Vans one that's happening right now.
What is it?
You throw your Vans and they always land right side up.
No matter how you throw them in the air, they will always land right side up.
Huh.
Yeah, Van shoes.
Interesting.
Not the type of car. That'd be pretty hard.
Hucking cars. I was listening to Joe Rogan's podcast, and he had Dr. Phil on there. And Dr. Phil was actually a pretty interesting guy. And they were talking about the Catch Me Outside girl.
Yeah.
And Dr. Phil was, it was kind of an interesting, you know, one of the, for next week, I'll go and pull that. But Dr. Phil was like, I have no idea how that became a real thing. And he kind of went through
her.
He went through the story on how that kind of came to be. And he said that they did it in front of no studio audience. And he said it was just a random line. No one stopped. No one said anything about it. It wasn't a big deal. And then some random person made a meme out of it online.
Yeah.
And that's what led. He goes, when we did that show, there was no studio audience. And not one of us even blinked when she said that. And yet it became an internet craze. And it's led to her making millions of dollars. Because some random person watched that episode, thought it was funny, made a meme out of it, and somehow it went viral.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
But Dr. Phil said that when they were on that show, they sent her to one of like those like outdoor school camps for kids.
Yeah, I remember that.
And said that she did great. Said that she straightened up and was wonderful and everything was great, and they were going to bring her back as a success story. And they said one day back with her mom led to that, and that the mom and her played so poorly off each other and were trying to like kind of cause a scene. He emptied the audience. He refused to film with an audience because he thought they would want to play to the audience to get a reaction.
So she's basically just a bit.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
It's a bit. Mm. And the mom.
What an exciting time.
And the mom is the one that kind of stirs everything up. But it was just interesting to read about, right? Not to read about, but to hear how something stupid and insignificant like that became a big deal.
I tell you what, man. That's social media.
And now we're throwing cheese at kids.
Uh-oh. We're getting reports that John may be AWOL.
Well, he's at Comic-Con, so we may not be able
in
to get him.
Seattle?
He said iffy cell service.
Yeah, he's up in
Seattle Comic-Con?
Yeah, for like 3-4 days.
Who they got up there?
I don't know.
Didn't we just have Comic-Con?
Yeah, but I guess this is like
not enough for
that's
him?
Why your son was with him yesterday?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. They were driving
They
up
all
there.
Like him, his, one of his kids, my son and like my sister, they all go up there for like 3-4 days. I think I was adopted, but they love it. I don't understand.
All right, well, we may or may not have John to wrap it up next on The Fan.
Better you today. Real weight loss. Results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, so officially no John.
He's
am I bugging you, Ron?
He's up meeting somebody, some strange internet or movie type person.
What?
I'm going to see what they've got going on up there.
John?
If there's anyone that's actually worthwhile.
No.
He did meet Val Kilmer at one of the Comic-Cons, and Val Kilmer pinched his nipples.
Yeah. I find his fascination with
pop culture.
Not necessarily pop culture as much. Mike, damn it. God. Mike and I are fighting over the mouse, and it's getting personal.
That's it?
Just so meeting.
We were going to have him on for 30 seconds again?
Yes. I don't know. Just wanting to meet those people for a 40-year-old man is a little weird to me, but I guess there's a lot of people like that.
George Takei is there. Looking out, it's the big gal from Game of Thrones. She's there.
Oh, we gotta go? Huh, we gotta go, dude.
I'm still looking at who's at Seattle Comic-Con.
Ducks Insider is coming up next, then Ducks Basketball. How about that? A lot of Ducks.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, have a great weekend, all right?
You too.
We're back Monday, 3-7 on The Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.